Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and really also very grateful to be with everyone here today. Now, today, ACC News brings to you really another wonderful and inspiring guest. We have with us body love and weight loss coach, Fiona Rose, and she is the founder of Love Your Body Fitness. Now, to anyone tuning in today that has ever felt dissatisfied or let's say even ashamed of their body, to anyone out there that has tried many different weight loss programs with no success, please grab a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and get very comfortable because our special guest today, Fiona Rose, may share some information that may possibly change your life forever. It is now Tuesday, the 18th of July, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially many of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Fiona, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everyone is now these days, we're also on Facebook. And you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, to the audience out there, have you ever looked in the mirror and have been ashamed of the person looking back at you? Now, physically and mentally, it's quite rare for anyone out there to never feel moments of shame. Now, for some, shame and low self-esteem could be debilitating. No one is perfect. We all have our flaws, both inside and out. But that doesn't mean you can't shape your mind and body to live in harmony. Now, holistic fitness expert and body love coach Fiona Rose has assisted countless of women in really empowering their bodies and most importantly their mind and find the power to be everything they deserve to be. Now, for Fiona herself during her teenage years, she went through many challenges that really so many of us have faced. Anxiety, depression, family challenges, and really all of the trauma that all of that usually leaves behind. Now, in these times, Fiona turned to fitness. She turned to belly dancing and energy healing. And after her parents' divorce, Fiona embarked on a transformational journey that inspired her to really educate herself on psychology, energy healing, and also coaching. And all of this ultimately led to the foundation of her incredible practice, Love Your Body Fitness. to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Body Love and Weight Loss Coach, founder of Love Your Body Fitness, Miss Fiona Rose. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Fiona?
Hello, I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, we're very happy to have you on today. And again, speaking on topics that really most of the people in the country, you know, worry about as far as weight loss and fitness. But before anything, Fiona, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Fiona Rose?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me and for everybody listening today.
I am
a holistic fitness expert and body love coach. And what that means is that I'm in the business of empowering women to love their body, to heal their body shame, to lose weight in a healthy and happy way, and live their most confident and fit life. And I am so passionate about this because of the things that I've been through in my life, the obstacles, challenges, and traumas that I've overcome. And I'm passionate about seeing women overcome these in their body and their mind so that they can feel amazing in their own skin and feel the freedom and the confidence that comes from being healed and being in a loving state with themselves. So I love what I do, and I'm passionate about it, and I'm excited to share more about it today.
And most of our regular listeners are aware that really every one of our guests really have an incredible story. Fiona, if you could please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today.
Yes. Well, I'd like to start from my teenage years. I really suffered with depression and anxiety when I was about 12 or 13 years old. And at the time, it was something that I didn't understand and my parents didn't understand. And it really put me into mental and emotional challenges, but also affected the way that I saw my body, my eating habits. And during that time, I developed, it was emotional eating patterns that really was detrimental to my well-being, addictions to sugar, just emotional eating, just to try to cope with my feelings of depression and anxiety. So at that time in my life, I was an athlete, and I decided to just push myself really, really hard, not really knowing what the solution was. I just decided I'm going to go full force into my athletics and play year-round. And in doing that, I was able to sort of maintain, but I was still feeling this gnawing, underlying, uncomfortable emotional feeling that I couldn't understand. So years went by in my teenage years from age 12 all the way up until 18 when my parents decided to get divorced around 18 and 19 years old, and it was devastating. And in that time, I feel that I really hit what some people would call rock bottom, especially mentally and emotionally. I went into a very dark space. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. But in that time, I really woke up and I said, I can't do this anymore. I have to change myself. And just backing up a little bit, I actually was introduced to belly dancing, which we'll talk more about later, when I was 15, and that started me on a healing path. But it wasn't really until I hit this dark point when I was 19 and I said, oh my goodness, Fiona, you have to change. You have to figure out a way to be happy and to love your body. And that's when I began the journey of learning energy techniques, energy healing, and natural ways to heal my depression. I was told by a nurse practitioner that I would most likely have to go on an antidepressant and be on that antidepressant my whole life. And I just knew in my heart that yeah, it was scary to hear that, right? And
yes.
I knew at that age, my spirit was so strong. I said, nope, I'm not going to accept that some pill is going to fix my problem for the rest of my life. There's obviously a reason, and I'm going to figure it out and figure out the solution. And so I decided to take the natural route, found amazing results with energy healing, and actually completely healed and transformed my depression and anxiety and my body shame through natural energy healing and through fitness and belly dancing. So I am so grateful for all of these techniques and also the journey.
And it's really incredible that you've been able to do this. And we both know that there's so many people right now that are kind of hooked on these antidepressants and feel that they need them in order to get by. And again, everybody's situation is different. But again, for you to be told that and to be able to overcome all of this without the use of the medications, I feel that that's simply incredible. How do many people feel when you share this with them?
Yeah, it's a great question. you know, we live in a society where more people are on antidepressants than are not. And so I understand that this is actually not the norm. But what I understand is that depression, this is what I share with people, especially my clients, but if people ask me about this, depression is just a concentration or a bottle up of emotions and trauma and pain. And a lot of psychologists and psychological studies have said that depression is really anger and emotions that need to come out, that need to be felt, that need to be released in a healthy way. And once people do that, they can alleviate their symptoms. And I know that there is a broad range of depression out there, but I'm simply speaking from my experience and from what I know, that I believe it can be healed and alleviated from release of emotions and the mental and emotional blocks that we are carrying. And honestly, a lot of those things come from our childhood, come from belief systems, which is controlling 80 to 90% of our waking life, our beliefs. And those are things that we're battling sometimes.
What I would like to ask you, Fiona, you've overcome many different obstacles throughout your childhood, but how is overcoming body shame that you developed during this childhood time, how's that made you a stronger person today?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that my body shame really came from not feeling like a woman, not feeling in my feminine. I never understood that until I started belly dancing. I was a tomboy and only really knew athletics and knew how to push myself really hard and how to just live on the edge. And my body shame was around all different parts of my body. I hated my nose. I hated my belly. I hated my hips. I thought my hips were too big. And, you know, this really haunted me for years. And so overcoming that, using the tools of belly dancing and the energy healing that I combined with belly dancing, taught me that it's okay to be a curvy woman. It's okay to have the body that I have and to have the quote-unquote imperfections that I have. And so healing my body shame has taught me how to love myself in all stages of my life. And, you know, really speaking to the female listeners out there, you know, we as women, we go through so many changes and challenges in our body throughout our lifetime. We go through hormone changes every month. So our weight is going to fluctuate. So there's a lot of body shame around that extra weight that women are holding on to, or postpartum weight, or weight caused from emotional eating and depression. But those things, you know, we can love ourselves through the process of healing those things. So what I learned is to love my body, love myself through the process of overcoming my deepest and darkest moments. And that came to unconditional love. And that's what I'm passionate about, really sharing in Love Your Body Fitness, is that we can love our body unconditionally throughout all of the changes of life, throughout all the fluctuations. And that takes the body shame out of it, because there's nothing to be shameful of our natural processes.
And I know there's many women out there that are listening, and a lot of the things you're explaining sound very familiar. But again, there's so many women that remain depressed for the rest of their lives or really never recover. Fiona, who or what is your biggest influence in your life, in your career, that really kept you going?
question. You know, honestly, I'd like to point out two women. One is Christy Kendall, and she's an amazing, passionate woman's empowerment mentor. And she was the one that introduced me to the energy healing that I do, advanced energy healing, that looks at the subconscious belief systems that are holding us back. And she literally took me from depressed and struggling financially, mentally, emotionally, to tripling my income in my business, to loving my body, accepting myself and my passions and my gifts. So I'm so grateful for Christy Kendall. You can find her also on the radio show, and she's doing amazing things in the world. And we are actually now doing a combined online group program, which I will talk about later. And the other woman is Oprah. And I'd like to say that Oprah has been obviously an amazing mentor for millions of women across the world. For me, I have looked up to her in the sense that she has truly overcome so many obstacles, and she has openly talked about it. And that's what I love about Oprah. She talks about her body shame, her struggles with weight loss, you name it. She's talked about her trauma, her childhood trauma. And she does it without shame, if you ever noticed that.
Yeah.
And I believe that that power that Oprah has is exactly what I'm talking about. That shameless, unconditional self-love that allows so many people to feel empowered and have hope and faith that they can overcome what they need to overcome too.
And again, I know that there's so many women tuning in that's wondering, you know, can she help me? Can I change my life? Fiona, who is your typical client base?
Well, typically I attract women into my practice that are 40 years and older. I notice that the women that are really ready for this work are the ones that are ready for that body and mind breakthrough. You know, I was talking about my breakthrough that I had, and it's that amazing transformation that they're ready for, whether it's, you know, changing, alleviating depression, anxiety, or healing pain in their body, or, you know, and or losing that extra 15 pounds that's holding them down. There's something that is ready to shift, and they're so willing and ready to do what it takes to shift that. And they're ready to feel free and confident in their own. Perhaps they've tried, you know, fad diets, fitness training, a variety of fitness training things and techniques, and they haven't gotten the results that they want and the lasting results. So the women that come to me are the ones that want the lasting results, that are ready and are excited to do it. And they're also ones that are open-minded to the energy healing, open-minded to the concept of law of attraction, and that the energy of the universe is supporting us. And those are the ones that really, really get the magical healing of this all.
And how exactly would you help them through this process? Well, what are some of the services that you provide? And really, most importantly, how exactly do you hold your sessions with them?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I hold most of my sessions via Skype and phone, so I love working with women across the world, and this goes for belly dancing programs, fitness programs, and just the coaching, bodyweight coaching programs. So all of that can be done online. All we need is an internet connection. And, you know, some of the things that I really want to focus on to explain what I do is about the subconscious. So the subconscious controls 80 to 90% of our experience in waking life. And so I am professionally trained to go in and to help women clear the subconscious blocks and beliefs that are holding them back from their ideal weight, from their ideal body, from living the most confident and fit life. And other things may arise, as we were talking about before, what's blocking them from being happy, what's blocking them from feeling energy in their life. And so I use these techniques to clear them. The great thing is that once we clear these subconscious beliefs and these subconscious energy blocks, we clear them permanently. So it creates a lasting result. I like to call it magic and miracles, because sometimes it's just so magical and miraculous. That's the best way to explain it. And I also, some of the techniques that I use is that we always must love our body first to get the results that we want. So, for example, if a woman is looking for a specific weight loss goal, say the 15 pounds she wants to release, then I'm going to look at what the weight is doing to that person, because there's always something that the weight is doing for us subconsciously and we don't even know it. So powerful, powerful techniques that I have, and I'm excited to share with more women, because what I've learned is that it creates lasting, lifelong success.
And you mentioned something earlier on as far as belly dancing. And what I would like to know, what drew you really towards incorporating belly dancing into your own personal work?
Well, it's a funny story. When I was 15, I mentioned I was playing sports. Actually, I've been playing sports year-round, sort of a tomboy growing up. And I had a coach, basketball coach, that would tell us, like, these horrible competitive things. And at one practice, he told us to throw the basketball at the back of the head of one of the other players just to get their attention. And being a 15-year-old girl, I just was like, that is not okay. But also, it woke me up to, what am I doing? I'm playing a sport that's competitive, and not that I don't like basketball. I love basketball. But that energy in that moment woke me up that that wasn't working for me anymore. So the next day, literally, I woke up and I said, I'm done with sports. I'm going to find something that keeps me active, that makes me feel good, that's different. And I actually discovered an amazing belly dancer teacher. Her name is Jane Arrington, and I met her in Ukiah, California. And she took me under her wing, and I started taking her belly dance classes, and I trained with her. We began performing. She let me co-teach. And it just completely opened my eyes to not only the fact that belly dance is made for women by women, literally, but it empowers the body in such an amazing way. For example, any woman, size, shape, age, can belly dance. There is no limit, because it's low impact, and it's made for our hips and our movement, and women can have that extra weight on their belly and still move. You do not have to be perfect to belly dance. So all of these things really just, I was just drawn to it, magnetized to it, and it healed me, honestly. It healed me from the inside out, taught me how to be a woman, taught me how to be okay with being in my natural beauty, and that it was okay to move my hips and feel good about it.
And I guess it really changed the way you ultimately really feel about yourself and really being a woman.
Yes, very much so.
Incredible.
I think a lot of women feel a lot of guilt as well about showing their body. That's part of the body shame because of our societal beliefs and our societal pressures. But belly dance really creates an acceptance, a sense of self-acceptance and body acceptance.
So, with the many people that you've assisted, what do you feel, in your opinion, are some of the biggest issues facing women today?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think the biggest issue facing women today is the shame of not being perfect. And perfection prevails through lots of areas of our society. And I especially see this with women of all ages, but especially the women 40 and over, because their body tends to be changing. They may have had children by this time, and their bodies are not the same or not exactly what they want. And so I think women are facing this pressure, this stress every day of, my body's not perfect. My body's not at the weight that I want. I may have wrinkles, or I may have cellulite, and I don't feel good about this. And they feel like they're just not enough. It creates this sense of lack of worth. And I notice that affects all areas of their life, honestly. Their communication, their relationships, their confidence in their business. And also, one really good statistic is that 8 out of 10 women, well, it's not a good statistic, but it's good for us to be aware of, is that 8 out of 10 women report hating their body daily, as in talking self-negative talks daily. And when I heard that, I was so hurt to hear that, because women are literally putting themselves down and you know, just saying these horrible things to themselves every day, and I really want to change that. So I think that part, and also what I'd like to say about the fitness is that a lot of women are suffering with this masculine perspective of fitness, being thrown into a gym, having to live this no pain, no gain mentality that they think they have to do to lose weight. But I'm here to tell you that is not true. You can do that if you want, and I respect all forms of fitness, but I have found in my programs that there is a feminine approach to fitness that works equally or more, and it creates the success that we want inside and out. And so really I take the no pain, no gain stuff and I toss that out the window. It does not work around here. And I also take the shame out of it. So there's no body shaming, there's no forcing, there's no yelling in any of my fitness or belly dance training sessions. So,
and what I would like for you to do, we have about 5 minutes left, but if you could very quickly share with the audience possibly a success story with a woman that you've coached.
Sure. Well, one of my favorite stories is I had a client who came to me who was suffering with ulcerative colitis, quote-unquote. The doctors couldn't figure out, but she had chronic horrible digestive issues that actually was debilitating to her life. She couldn't work. She couldn't go to school. She was in pain. And when she came to me, she said, I've tried everything. I've been on and off medications. The doctors don't know what to do. I need help. So we embarked on the Body Love Success Journey, which was healing and coaching. And I had her test with the doctors her inflammation levels, because she had a lot of inflammation going on in her colon area and tons of issues going on there. So we had tests prove the inflammation, and everything that they had been trying to treat with various drugs. 6 months later, at the end of my program with her, she came back to the doctor, went back to the doctor and got the test. The test showed zero inflammation and irritation in her colon and in her whole digestive system. So in that 6 months, we were able to clear the subconscious reasons for her holding on to this quote-unquote disease and disorder and clear it from her body naturally without any medication, without any additional things that she needed to put into her body.
That story is just truly incredible. That she could really help someone change their life in such a significant way. And it's incredible. And again, one of the other incredible people that we have featured on our show, Christy Kendall, has been able to affect your life in so many ways. And now you're really taking that power and knowledge that you've gained to really help other people. It's truly an incredible story. Can you please share with the audience any type of future programs, or where can they go to get more information about you?
Well, I have a one-on-one program called the Body Love Success Program, and that is for the women that are ready for the breakthrough and the body-mind transformation. I take a limited number of women, and I have open availabilities for women to have free consultations with me, so they can contact me via the website or phone for a free discovery call. And it's a great time just to get clear on body love goals and to see the results they can get from that program. And then also I'm launching a Love Your Body, Love Your Life program with Christy Kendall. This is an online group coaching program, and we are so excited about this because it creates the group dynamic of learning online with belly dancing videos that I have recorded, and energy healing, belief work, support. We have private Facebook group. It's a powerful, powerful program. And Christy adds her money magic and love your life whole concept and empowerment. And also, I am launching a YouTube channel in the next couple of months. It's going to be a belly dancing baking show focusing on gluten-free baking and how to love your body and love your food. So I'm very excited about that. So everybody can tune into my website and my Facebook group and Facebook page to get more information on that.
And can you please give them your website information one more time?
Oh, yes. My website is www.loveyourbody.fit. That's F-I-T, loveyourbody.fit. And then on Facebook, we are also loveyourbody.fit, and you can find us there. And I also have a private Facebook group, which offers free advice and support, which is called Move Your Body, Love Your Body. And that is also on Facebook. You can search and find that group.
And to the women tuning in out there, if any of the topics that we did speak on today even sound remotely familiar, please reach out to Fiona for help. She has changed many other lives out there, and she could definitely help you change yours. We're just about out of time today. I want to thank everybody in the audience for tuning in. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. We most likely may have Fiona back with us again in the future. And to you as well, Fiona, I thank you very much for coming on air today and really sharing your story and practice with our audience. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everybody listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.